been a couple of weeks back from Thanksgiving break, and we've got a special episode today. Unless you're living under a rock, you probably realized that Spotify Replay or Rewind and Apple Replay came out this last week, and every single person you know has been posting it on their Instagram story, every single one. And I have my friend Peter with me, my co-host Peter Kane, and he has a lot to say about this.
Yeah, Jared, thanks for having me. It's great to be back. I haven't been here for a bit, but it's really great to be back. Yeah, Jared, like you were saying, we got the Spotify Wrapped coming out. This is always a big event every year. Personally, I like to hear what I've been listening to for the year because it's a good playlist. It makes it a playlist for you, and it brings back the memories of what you've been listening to. So, Jared, personally, I really like my playlist, and we're doing something special today. We're going to be listening to each of our top couple songs on our 2022 Year in Review Spotify playlist. So this is WMFO 91.5 Medford Freeform Radio. You're listening to First Class with Jared and Peter. And today we're going to be playing some of our Spotify Wrapped for you. So I'm excited to get back into it. Thanks for having me on, Jared.
Yeah, as always. And you said it right. It's that time of, you know, music reflection time of year. Everyone wants to let everyone else know what they've been listening to, and because they force it down your throats on Instagram, we're gonna force it down your throat on the radio here tonight. So the first song we have up was the top played song. We're gonna start with the top played song for Peter, and then the top played song for me, and then a song that we both had in our top played songs of the year. But first off, a song that Peter loves to talk about. He's really been trying to get us to play it on the show every week, but seemed like a good time now, considering it was his number one played song of the year. Peter, Spill the Wine.
Spill the Wine, Eric Burdon. Jared, I absolutely love this song. Such a chill song. Makes me feel so cool listening to. I really hope you guys enjoy. Thanks for being here.
Here we go. Spill the Wine, Eric Burdon.
Fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. I was taken to a place, the hall of the mountain king. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long one, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Out of the middle came a lady. She whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, "Take the wine.
That was Spill the Wine, War, Best of Eric Burden and War right there. And tonight it's going to be an eclectic mix of music that has been a full year of song if you listen to. And a lot of these songs have stories behind them. You don't just listen to a song 60 plus times by accident. They go to the top of your list and you, as we've all seen, for a reason. So started off with a hit from the 70s, Spill the Wine, that Peter listened to a lot this summer. Brought it with him to school this year. And now a song that I can't really believe is my top played song of the year. It's a little embarrassing, but I stand by it because I was raised on this song. I've known every word to this song since I was like 7 years old. And it's an odd song to know for that long.
I'm on the edge of my seat, Jared. What is this?
I played this as a summer camp counselor, and there will be at least one more song that relates to my experience as a summer camp counselor, but I played this song every single morning for the entire summer, and I jammed out to it every time. It never got old. There's something about the vibes in this song, and also, if you haven't seen the music video, I urge you to go watch it. Maybe a topical figure, because it's by Will Smith.
Oh.
The Will Smith, I guess he's kind of a pariah now after the events of the last year, but he did not go wrong when he made this song. I may hate the Miami Heat, but I love Miami. Will Smith.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out. Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the base and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. This the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing.
Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami, bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami. Yo, I heard the rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip. Ladies have dress full of your quip, and they be screaming out, so I'm thinking I'ma scoop me something hot in this South Summer Meringue Mountain Pot. Hottest club in the city and it's right on the beach. Temperature, get to ya, it's about to reach 500 degrees in the Caribbean seas with the hot mommies screaming. Every time I come to town, they be spotting me. In the drop Bentley, ain't no stopping me. So cash in your dough and flow to this fashion show. Pound for pound, anywhere you go. Yo, ain't no city in the world like this. And if you ask how I know, I got to plead the fifth.
Miami,
where the heat is on all night. On the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club with the heat is on all night. On the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Don't get me wrong, Chi-Town got it going on. And New York
York is the city that we know don't sleep. And we all know that LA and Philly stay jiggy. But on the sneak, Miami bringing heat for real. Y'all don't understand. I never seen so many Dominican women with cinnamon tans. Mira, this is the plan. Take a walk on the beach, draw a heart in the sand. Give me your hand. Damn, you look sexy. Let's go to my yacht in the West Keys. Ride my jet skis, lounge under the palm trees. Cause you gotta have cheese for the summer house piece on South Beach. Water so clear, you can see to the bottom. $100,000 cars, everybody got them. Ain't no surprise in the club to see Sly Stallone. Miami, my second home.
Party in the city where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Party in the city where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami.
Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on.
Welcome back to First Class with Jared and Peter. Am I a little embarrassed that that's my top song of the year? Absolutely not. It's a banger. It always will be. And I had a lot of fun listening to that over the summer. All these songs have stories behind them. But before we get to our next song, it's been a really good... It's December now. It's December 2nd. But the month of November was a really, really good month for those of us following Boston sports. Peter, care to elaborate?
Not only November, Jared, but October too, dude. I gotta say, the Celtics and the Bruins have been killing it at TD Garden and just around the league. First of all, the Bruins haven't lost at home. I've seen just about every game, and they look undefeatable.
They've yet to lose at home?
No, they've yet to lose at home. They just set the NHL record for the longest undefeated home record.
To start a season. That is... And the Celtics aren't far behind. I think they've lost one game, yeah, maybe two at TD Garden.
One or two.
So
it's
that's
ridiculous.
Two teams. There's something like 20-1 combined at home so far. It's hard to believe.
Couple crazy things about the Bruins too. First of all, people were counting them out all offseason. Honestly, myself included.
And people started. I just want to going on about people counted out the Celtics too after everything that happened.
Sure,
resilient
injury,
right now.
The injury to Gallinari. I'm not the biggest Celtics guy, but like credit where credit's deserved.
To Robert Williams and coaching change.
Yeah, coaching change. Like, remember that whole fiasco? You got the couple injuries. Honestly, I got to say, I wasn't really feeling the Celtics. Yeah. I've never been big on the Celtics this year, especially. So they've proven me wrong, and I got to say, I'm happy about it.
And me Bruins. And the Bruins, you know, I'm not a big believer in what they have going on in TD for the Bruins, but they've proven me wrong. They look like the 2011 Bruins.
They've proven Jared wrong, and they've proven like 90 million other people wrong. I mean, everyone was in the comments section talking about how this Bruins team didn't have what it takes. They were talking about, the guys are getting old. We weren't supposed to get Bergeron back. We got him back. We weren't supposed to get Krejci back. We got him back. All of a sudden, we're supposed to lose all these games, and all of a sudden, we start winning them. I mean, we haven't lost at home yet, and... We got two losses. One of them's to the fraudulent Ottawa Senators. Weird game. And one of them's to the Toronto Maple Leafs. They outplayed us, all right? But, you know, happens.
And the Celtics have four losses, and all four of them are to two teams. They lost twice to the Cavs, both in overtime, and then twice to the Bulls, of all teams.
You know, Jared, I got to say that's worrying because they're both in the Eastern Conference. Bruins, as well, lost to teams in the Eastern Conference. It's a bit worrying. I wish we'd kill it.
I think when you have the greatest offense of all time, statistically, and you're 18-4, the four losses are not worrying. You're going to lose games. If you lose 25 games instead of 10... Are you worried about all 25 of those losses?
Jared, but you're going to worry about losses that come against prospective playoff opponents.
They lost in overtime to the Cavs twice in a week, in the first week of the year when the Cavs were at their hottest. That is not something
they're... Cavs are a potential playoff team.
And
they've cooled down greatly
since then. We have a caller coming in. We're going to go to our next song. It's a song that was on both of our playlists this year. We'll talk about it when we get out. After the song, it is Johnny P's Caddy, Benny the Butcher, and J. Cole.
Yes. Tanner talked for and that shit mean a lot to me. You know, this shit don't feel as good as it look. I'm gonna keep it real with you. I'm straight, though. The street shit made me what I am today, nigga.
Niggas know I went so hard for this shit. I deserve this shit, nigga.
Butcher coming, nigga. This ain't my story about rags to riches, more about how I mastered physics. In a game I used to train like Rocky, catching chickens. I was nice, but they was right when they told me that rap was business. I had 10 bands in my stash when I passed over half a million. Come easy, no good, don't be surprised I'll last these niggas. It's like they put out a smash, then they gone in a flash, admit it. And then they make tracks and disses like that's gonna add up the digits. They showing fake racks and pictures like that's gonna attract the bitches. That was really me, nigga. I ain't have to act and conflicted. Only difference is I'm living, and I would've whacked one of them niggas who knew that after drug dealing I still be casual spending mil plus annual income. So here's my manual and some. And this Eastside shit still in me. My ability to turn words to imagery. Probably the reason they gon' remember me. Figure we walk this tightrope with a feline's agility. The streets did so much shit to me, I could never live civilly. I can never leave a scene without checking my mirrors visually. Come with that energy, cause some shit gon' always stick with me. They wanna know what I brought to Griselda, I say validity. They asking what work that niggas put in, I'm like, but didn't we? Problems, then I correct through the obstacles I progress. Illogical for them to feel they responsible for our success. Besides Kanye West, tell me who else I gotta respect. Cause I'm kinda perplexed, it's about time that I got my respect. It's the Butcher, nigga. Let's go.
About time that I got my respect, it's the Butcher, nigga. Yeah. Cold fucking world. Griselda shit, you know what I mean?
Griselda, Griselda.
You know what it is, nigga. When I show up, I'm on 10, nigga, not 9. On the night I was born, the rain was pouring. God was crying, lightning struck, power outage, sparks was flying. The real ones here, the young boy that walked with lions. Around the outlines of chalk where the corpse is lying. Of course I'm trying to revive a sport that's dying. But the guns and the drug bars that y'all relying. Got these nerves thinking that you niggas hard as iron. But that just mean I ain't as comfortable as y'all with lying. Stretching the truth, no I never stress in the booth. They feel the pressure, me I feel like I just left them a masseuse. Effortless, how I'm skating on these records is proof. I put your favorite rapper neck in a noose, never letting them loose. Cold world, the heater blast of your speaker. He the last of Mohicans, no weakness last in my sneakers. Nigga want me on the song, he gon' see the wrath of the reaper. I'm probably gon' go to hell if Jesus asked for a feature. I'm higher than niggas and don't need a bag full of reefer. Some see the glass is empty, I see a glass full of ether. Collecting his bread and mass like he a Catholic preacher. Just to count a nigga cash, you might need a calculus teacher. Eureka, Einstein on the brink of the theory of relativity. Really no MC equal, feel me, Copen be lethal. Crip like an old MTV show. On God, the best rapper alive. Headshot, not going ask the best rappers that died. They tell you he never lied, nigga.
Yeah. Tenor talk.
And we're back on First Class with Jared and Peter. We've got a caller here today.
That's such a good song, Jared. I love that song.
That is a great song.
Yeah, that's a great song,
Jared. You're live on First Class with Jared and Peter. Who are we talking to?
We're talking to Elliot from Worcester.
Worcester.
Elliot from Worcester. Hey, how you doing, Elliot?
I'm doing fantastic. Well, actually, no, I've been better being real sick. I just was wondering what you guys were thinking about the Pats Bills game tonight.
I have feelings. I have feelings.
That's a tough topic here on WMFO 91.5 with Peter and Jared, First Class.
Can we talk about Mac Jones?
I think there's someone we need to talk about before Mac Jones, but his name does start with an M.
Marcus Jones, dude.
No, not him either. Matt Patricia is the worst offensive coordinator I have ever witnessed in my entire life. I don't know how you feel about that.
Okay. What did he do wrong, though?
What did he do wrong? A toddler could call better offensive plays.
Yeah, no, you could.
I want to put the blame on Mac Jones right now.
I agree. Jared, I got to say, Mac Jones, every week people give him excuses.
He threw for 382 yards last week.
Again, in a loss? In a loss?
In a loss that came down to mistakes that were not made by him.
Man. How many excuses he get, Jared?
I think if you watch today's game, was Mac Jones elite? No. But if you come out of this game and you place the blame of this offense on him, I don't. They ran four straight swing passes to the running back.
Elliot, what do you think?
Okay. First of all, as a Patriots fan, it hurts me to say this, but putting all of it on Matt Patricia, is it possible that we could put some on Bill Belichick?
I agree. I agree.
Maybe Tom Brady was the leader of our success in the past. Maybe it wasn't Bill Belichick. What do you guys think?
I don't hate that. I think it's becoming clear that though Belichick is still probably the greatest coach of all time, you can't look at what happened from 2000 to 2019 and say the biggest contributor was anybody but Tom Brady. He was the offense. We've seen that now. The offense was Tom Brady. The play calling was Tom Brady. It was all Tom Brady. And now he's gone, and Patricia was hired by Belichick. Belichick came in this year. We said, this isn't going to work. You need to name an offensive coordinator. And he refused to do it. He brought in a failed defensive coordinator, a failed head coach, and put him in charge. And it's been a disaster. I don't blame Mac Jones for that. No second-year quarterback should have that coaching situation.
I mean, well, the Bills are good. Are we out of it, though? Like, we are last in the division.
We're out of it.
We're not in a losing record, though. We don't have a losing record.
We could climb out.
We could climb out.
How are we feeling moving forward?
I like it.
I think, to me, it's all about getting to the end of this year and firing Matt Patricia. Literally, that's all my mind is on.
That's a bad mindset. What do you say?
The Bills are a good team.
The Bills have our number.
We can't beat ourselves up too much. How are we feeling?
The Bills have our number, first of all. Honestly, one of the most unbelievable stats I've ever seen. 24 straight drives against the Patriots without punting is unbelievable. They went, I can read it, they went like touchdown, touchdown. Let me see, I think I have it right here. Give me 1 second.
I think the Colts are better.
I think we should put Zappy in.
I disagree, but they went touchdown, 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 field goal, touchdown, 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 downs, touchdown, 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 field goal. 24 straight drives against the Patriots without punting. That is an organizational failure.
Sign OBJ and put Zappy in.
Fire Matt Patricia, execute him, throw him out, be done with him. This team can't go anywhere until it has a new offensive coordinator. It can't. Look at the team. The roster is better than last year. It is. They improved the roster over the offseason, but the offense has taken a step back. They were at 28 points per game last year. They're at 21 this year. Whose fault is that?
You tell me.
There we go. Left him speechless.
All right, Elliot. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, you know what? I'm too devastated after tonight. I think I'm going to have to go to bed.
All right, have a good sleep, man.
Thank you for talking to me about this. But
yeah, and thank you for coming on.
So we still lost. We still have to move forward, but thank you for your words. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
It's an interesting caller right there, and I really had to let my feelings out. I have a lot of feelings about Matt Patricia, if you couldn't tell, and I need something to happen there for my own sanity. Go back a little bit. Last song we played, Johnny P's Caddy, Benny the Butcher, and J. Cole, was on both me and Peter's top played songs of the year, I believe in the top 10 for both of us, or close to.
That's respect, Jared. I love that song, and it feels good to know that others love that song as well. I remember we used to listen to that song a lot last year, too. So
I remember the day they dropped the video and the song, I saw it on Instagram, and they were like, J. Cole's verse is crazy, J. Cole's verse is crazy.
Yes,
I was like, could
yes,
it be? And
yes,
I played it.
Yes.
On the night I was born, the rain was pouring. And from the first line, it is one of those verses where you hear the first line and it all clicks. And it clicked. The Einstein on the brink of the brink of the theory of relativity, really, no MC equal. No one's beating J. Cole on that.
No one's beating
J. Cole on that.
Stupid. I love that song.
I listen to that song all the time. It never gets old.
What do we got next?
Next song, same category for me, never gets old. I've been listening to the song for years. A classic, very different from our last song, but we got George Harrison.
My Sweet Lord?
Yep.
I love this song, man. Let's go. I listened to this at the sink last year. I remember hearing it playing. I'm like, what is this? And I looked up the lyrics, and then I started playing it.
I think a lot of people will appreciate this one. People know it from all sorts of things. I believe it was in one of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. Obviously, if you were alive in the 1980s, 1990s, George Harrison, legend, former member of the Beatles. But here we go. I think it was top five for Peter last year, My Sweet Lord.
I think it was.
That was My Sweet Lord, George Harrison. Coming up, we've got Here We Go Again by The Weeknd, one of my favorite songs of last year. In fact, 5 of my top 10 songs were from this album. I hope you enjoy.
Dream, 'cause it's never what all know this love is strong to me. Some things can change, go wrong with me. We don't know how it's going to be. Forever is too long to me. We don't need the government involved because we like to touch. We don't need no damn religion telling us that we in love. But if we did crash down the road, spending lawyer fees up, pen and pad gon' save my ass if these feelings freeze up. You gon' sign this prenup. You gon' sign this prenup. You gon' sign this prenup. You gon' sign this prenup.
We are not on Dawn 103.5, we are on WMFO 91.5, but the radio station theme fits. That was Here We Go Again, The Weeknd. Peter, continuing this theme of our top songs of the year, what do we got next?
Yeah, another crazy big genre switch here, but we're going to some 90s rock. We're going Everlong by the Foo Fighters. I love this song, and whoever's listening out there, just... When I listen to 90s rock, I pay a lot of attention to the drums, especially this song Everlong. So I just want to give a quick shout out to the drums in this song.
Dave Grohl, legendary drummer, Everlong. That was Everlong. Foo Fighters. Next up, another one of my summer camp favorites, Cody Jinks, Loud and Heavy. Only country song you'll ever hear me play
loud,
on this show.
Heavy rain, thin line between joy and pain. It's a long, strange trip. It's all insane. You ain't never gonna be the same. Living life through the night, thin line of a lightning strike. Sometimes the only light, when the moon is tucked away. Pistons pumping, minds are racing. It's hard to sleep, man, when I'm shaking. Bad news surrounds me, it's always found me. Creeping up when things are good. Yeah, the dark days find a way. Loud thunder, heavy rain, thin line between joy and pain. It's a long, strange trip, it's all insane. You ain't never gonna be the same. Living life through the night, thin line of a lightning strike. It's sometimes the only light, when the moon is tucked away. The camera captures all the things that make us turn from what we see. It's always rolling, it don't stop rolling. I haven't slept in three damn days. Yeah, but who needs that anyway? Loud thunder, heavy rain, thin line between joy and pain. It's a long, strange trip, it's all insane. You ain't never gonna be the same. Living life through the night, thin line of a lightning strike. It's sometimes the only light, when the moon is tucked away.
That was Loud and Heavy, Cody Jinks. Rare, rare country song you'll find from us. But it's that time of night again, 2:41, and it is PSA time.
Yeah, this is my favorite part of the night. It's really great to spread some information that is valuable to the community. And today we're going to be talking about dialing 911 for emergencies. Are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to dial in case of an emergency? In case something bad happens? In case you're in danger? Where are you going to call? So to ensure that you get the police, fire, medical help quickly and most efficiently, if you are off campus, dial 911. That's 911. Although dialing your college's public safety number will eventually send emergency services, that's the TUPD, Sometimes there's a delay in getting the help needed to get the resources to you. Those seconds may be extremely important if it means life or death. So if you have an off-campus emergency, dial 911. This is a public service message from WMFO Tufts Educational Radio.
Well, on that note, we're going to go with my second most played song of the year because I know someone else who has a public service announcement, and it's from the boys at Rockefeller Records.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's just a public service announcement sponsored by Just Blaze and the good folks at Rockefeller Records.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho, O, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C. Fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I be the music biz number one supplier. Fly it in a piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain. That's right, ho, ho. Not D-O-C, but similar to them letters. No one could do it better. I check cheddar like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do, take you back to the dude with the Lexus. Fast forward the jewels and the necklace. Let me tell you dudes what I do to protect us. Shoot at you actors like movie directors. This ain't a movie, dog.
Now, before I finish, let me just say, I did not come here to show out. Did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
Thing ain't lie. I done came through the block and everything that's fly. I'm like Che Guevara with bling on. I'm complex. I never claim to have wings on, nigga, I get my by any means on. Whenever there's a drought, get your umbrellas out, because that's when I brainstorm. You can blame Sean, but I ain't inventing the game. I just rolled the dice trying to get some change. And I do it twice, ain't no sense to me lying as if I am a different man. And I could blame my environment, but ain't no reason why I be buying expensive chains. Hope you don't think users are the only abusers. Niggas getting high within the game. If you do, then how would you explain? I'm 10 years removed, still a vibe is in my veins. I got a hustler spirit, nigga, period. Check out my hat, yo, peep the way I wear it. Check out my swag, yo, I walk like a ball player. No matter where you go, you are what you are, player. And you can try to change, but that's just the top layer. Man, you was who you was before you got here. Only God can judge me, so I'm gone. Either love me or leave me alone.
Now, back to our regular scheduled program. L'album noir, the black album.
Baby, light, where the eyes go.
You say they never saw this coming, well you're not alone. $1 million renovations to a happy home. My ex said she gave me the best years of her life. I saw a recent picture of her, I guess she was right. I wake up, accessing the damages. Checking media takeout. Pictures of me drunk walking out with a bitch. But it's blurry enough to get the fake out. I wake up, all veggies, no eggs. I hit the gym, all chest, no legs. Yeah. Then I make myself a smoothie. Yeah. Then me and wifey make a movie. Chicago, St. Louis to Chicago. Underlay, underlay, E-I-E-I. Uh-oh, you had me driving far enough to switch the time zone. You was the best of all time at the time, though. Yeah, you wasn't mine, though. But I still drove 30 hours. Yeah, I still drove 30 hours to you. Yeah. I remember rapping for Jay and Cam. Young producer just trying to get his flows off. I remember being nervous to do Victoria's Secret till I pictured everybody with their clothes off. Expedition was Eddie Bauer edition. I'm driving with no winter tires in December. Skirt, skirt, skirt like a private school for women. Then I get there and all the Popeyes is finished, girl. You don't love me, you're just pretending. I need a happy beginning, middle, and ending. Chicago, St. Louis, St. Louis to Chicago. It's getting hot in here, that's all that I know. Got a hotel room, 3 stars for you. You call down for an omelet. Girl, it's 5 in the morning. You realize you at the Doubletree, not the Aria. Only thing open is Waffle House. Girl, don't start with me. I used to Western Union for you like it's no pride. Cause you was in college complaining about it's no jobs. But you was sucking a nigga dick the whole time. Well, I guess a blowjob's better than no job. Then I drove back 30 hours.
Better outside for us to do.
Three stacks, can you help me out?
30 hours.
Yeah. This type of shit you just ride out to. Yeah.
30 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
30 hours.
I just be like, it was my idea to have an open relationship. Now, nigga, man, now I'm about to drive 90 miles. Ain't my brother to kill. Just to kill. I'm about to drive 90 miles like Matt Barnes. Just to whoop a nigga ass. It was my idea. And now, nigga. Now, nigga, man. Now, nigga, a son of. Whoop him after school just to show him got class. None of with the. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Thought I'd drop some shit like that. Hey. Whoop him after school just to.
30 hours.
Whoop him after school just to show I got class. Three stacks.
30 hours.
Just ride out to that. Check it out, this the bonus track, this the bonus.
30 hours.
Man, my favorite albums just have like bonus joints like this. That's why they kick it off like this. Yeah. Just did that Madison Square Garden.
30 hours.
Had to put the flies, nigga, on this shit. Hey. The pyramid shell rise.
30 hours.
Feel these ultralight beams flowing. For all the moms, the dads, the kids, the families that shared this moment with us, let's rock out for about
30 hours.
You know, hey, you know, hey, you know, hey, you know.
30 hours.
Whole design team, Yeezy team, music team, hey. Remember when whole block get shout out? In my version of a shout out track.
30 hours.
Hey, let them all rock. To my brother Yassin, hold down in Africa.
30 hours.
Hey. To my family, thank you for holding me down. The media be acting like
30 hours.
That's Gabe calling. Yo, Gabe. I'm just doing an ad lib track right now. What's up?
30 hours.
That was 30 hours.
30 hours.
One of me and Peter's favorite songs. We've listened to that a lot over the last year, and I've been listening to it for a long time. Unfortunately, the creator of the song, Kanye West, has been in the news for rather unfortunate reasons lately. And as someone who has been a dedicated listener of the music of Kanye West for a long time, It's heartbreaking to see. It's horrifying to see. And I mean, it's it for him. He's done. I don't know what you have to say, Peter, but
no, I agree. I think heartbreak is a really good way to put it. It's one of those things that's like, you know, you've enjoyed a lot of his music. You want to like the guy because he produces good art, but it's just he does things and like believes things that are terrible, and it's really heartbreaking to lose that. Just to have him portray himself in such a way. It makes it hard to enjoy the art anymore.
I agree.
Even when I was listening to 30 Hours right there, that's a song I used to love. A song that, like, I used to think was so good. Me and Jared used to play that all the time last year. And now you listen to it, and, like, it's hard to hear him rapping and, like, you know, respect what's coming out of what you're hearing anymore, you know, Jared?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think he's been my top played artist for probably 5 years in a row now. And I'm an American Jew, and it's a betrayal. I mean, frankly, I mean, it's a betrayal. And his music will always be important to me. That's never going to change. You're still going to hear me playing it. But it does feel different. It feels different, and it feels wrong. And we realize that, but it's just very unfortunate. On that very, 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 very disappointing note, move on to our next song. I would say this is an underrated, very underrated song. In fact, it wasn't even its own song for a long time. It was the second half of another song from an artist who actually was a protege of Kanye West at one time. It's Chance the Rapper. We've got Paranoia. Anything about this, Peter?
This is a great song. Super chill. I used to listen to this song when I had mono because it was really chill. And I was pretty out of it, and the song just fit pretty well. So this reminds me of last spring.
Paranoia, Chance the Rapper.
Gun on my hip, paranoia on my mind, got my mind on the fritz. But a lot of niggas dying, so my nine with the shit. I've been riding around with my blunt on my lips, with the sun in my eyes and my gun on my hip. Paranoia on my mind, got my mind on the fritz. But a lot of niggas dying, so my nine with the shit. Move to the neighborhood. I bet they don't stay for good. Watch, somebody will steal daddy's rollie. Call it the neighborhood. Watch, pray for a safer hood. With my paper good. Watch, Captain Saberhood. Hood savior, baby boy. Still getting ID'd for swishers. Mama still wash my clothes. Still with the same money militia. Mama still wash my bros. Trapped in the middle of the map with a little bitty rock and a little bit of rap. That with a little every knack and a little shitty mac and like a little really jack. Blunt on my lips, with the sun in my eyes and my gun on my hip. Paranoia on my mind, got my mind on the fritz. But a lot of niggas dying, so my nine with the shits. I've been riding around with my blunt on my lips, with the sun in my eyes and my gun on my hip. Paranoia on my mind, got my mind on the fritz. But a lot of niggas dying, so my nine with the shits. They murder kids here. Why you think they don't talk about it? They deserted us here. Where the fuck is Matt Lauer at? Somebody get Katie Couric in here. Probably scared of all the refugees. Look like we had a fucking hurricane here. Are we shooting whether it's dark or not? I mean, the days is pretty dark a lot. Down here, it's easier to find a gun than it is to find a fucking parking spot. No love for the opposition. Specifically a cop position, cause they never been in opposition. Getting violations from the nation. Correlating you dry snitch. I've been riding around with my blunt on my lips, with the sun in my eyes and my gun on my hip. Paranoia on my mind, got my mind on the fritz. But a lot of niggas dying, so my nine with the shits. I've been riding around with my blunt on my lips, with the sun in my eyes and my gun on my hip. Paranoia on my mind, got my mind on the fritz. But a lot of niggas dying, so my nine with the shits.
Thank you. I know you scared. You should ask us if we scared too. I know you scared. Me too. I know you scared. You should ask us if we scared too. If you was there and we just knew you cared too. It just got warm out. This the shit I've been warned about. I hope that it's storm in the morning. I hope that it's pouring out. I hate crowded beaches. I hate the sound of fireworks. And I ponder what's worse between knowing it's over and dying first. Cause everybody dies in the summer. Wanna say goodbyes, tell them while it's spring. I heard everybody's dying in the summer. So pray to God for a little more spring. I know you scared. You should ask us if we scared too. If you was there and we just knew you cared too.
She walked in the court, her knees buckled, saying for a man to survive, he need hustle. Seen and been through struggle her whole life, made the transition from being his hoe to his wife. Stifling, the night had been the ATF busting. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? She screamed. In her chest, her face with tears. Had a man's back, he was facing years. In her name, though the place was his, they trying to take everything except the kids. For years, she been through scuffle and fights while he trying to hustle that white up all night. Wondering if he's alive, seeing him try, she bubbled inside and screamed. Judge yelled for order, court reporter making her words shorter. His lawyer sat next to him. She could see how the trial was affecting him. It hurt for her eyes to connect with him.